Hello, all. Welcome to the podcast of the Oversight of the ROC. And I am your host, Kelly, and that's all you need to know. I haven't made one of these in probably 2 months, and I don't monetize it, so I really don't care. But I thought it was important to get back on the air because there's a number of developments that have come up, and broadcasting to you live here from the underground bunker of the Oversight of the ROC, and it's quite a deep hole. But anyway, a couple things have come up. I got a posting on my webpage, and by the way, pardon my voice, it's going hoarse a little bit. You know, when I call my corporate office, I get somebody new on the phone there, and they say, where are you from, New Jersey? I'm like, hell no, I'm from Baltimore. It's a Baltimore accent. It's funny, one day I was at the Ocean Pines golf course having breakfast one morning, and it was during a board meeting, right before a board meeting, and I told the bartender, I said, I got to get out of here before the hags show up. And he started laughing. He goes, I know that, I recognize that voice. Do you do a podcast? I'm like, yeah, I do. So we hit it off. Nice kid. So anyway, tonight's podcast is about a couple things. On my Facebook page, the Oversight of the ROC, I got a posting on there from one of the head hags, a bowling partner, you know, calling me names and, you know, same old thing they do. And wanting to know what they've ever done to me to make me such a nasty person. Well, I'll tell you, they didn't do it to me as much, but they did it to, or tried to do it to the community. One of the hags had encouraged a boycott of one of our amenities and trying to shut the man down, trying to destroy his businesses, not just here, but everywhere. Not only was that an attempt to destroy his business, but it was his employees. Their livelihood depended on our support. And it pissed me off. So I had posted on the Oversight page that I would host a happy hour every Friday at the business. And for 1 hour, whoever showed up, I'd buy him drinks. I'd pay the whole bill because I didn't want his employees. That's their livelihood. And, you know, it's a seasonal town here. And during the winter, they still have to eat. And a lot of people showed up every week. And that was my support for them. I didn't know them. I didn't even know the owner. But so I was kind of pissed at that. And their encouragement of boycotting the amenities here was one thing. And then one of the hags went to the police department as a result of my oversight of the ROC page and told them that she was in fear of her life and wanted to get make a report on that with the intent to go out and get an ex parte and have me blocked from ever being near her within, I don't know how many feet, but I don't go near the woman. I don't even know where she lives. And so that was an attempt to destroy my life. And it didn't work. They threw her out. So that's what I have about the hags, how they've gone after a wife of a certain person here in the community relentlessly. And bullied her, and still do. And there's just so much more. I'm not going to get into it, but two of the hags are running for the next election for the board of directors here in Ocean Pines. And to answer that bowling partner's question, what have they ever done to me? That's what they've done to me. That's what they've done to our community. That's what they tried to do to the waitresses and the barbacks and the managers and the employees of a man's businesses, trying to destroy him. So fair is fair. And that's just, you want to talk about a bully? Let's talk about the hags. Let's also talk about how they self-appointed themselves as the resident oversight committee here in the community. Nobody appointed them. Nobody elected them. And all they do is they post negativity, all kinds of negative crap about everything that goes on here in Ocean Pines. Now, granted, there's been a few of their podcasts that have, you know, extolled the virtues of the social services and maybe a couple other things. I don't know. I don't dwell on it. But for the most part, they've been a very negative force here in the community. And the fact that two of them are running for a board position in the next election. Well, you remember the administration of Perrone, Daley, Horn, Wheatley, Peck? Remember that? There was so much division. You want that back again? Well, elect them. But I think the whole neighborhood's tired of it. Nobody wants it. It's been, the board right now is very smooth. It's been very good. You know, the last 2 years here in Ocean Pines, our community, our association fees have gone down. That's unheard of. Taxes never go down. They're always raised. If they initiate a tax, you know, anywhere in the government, that tax is there forever. So we've had our association dues go down. The enhancement to the community with that guardhouse being taken down at the North Gate, the decorations, the flags, the seasonal flags up, the new kayak racks over there at Pintail Park. It's just been very positive here, very positive. And they continue to work for the community free. They're volunteers. Let's remember that. They're all volunteers. So in any event, that's the podcast for tonight. I'm Kelly. That's all you need to know. Have a great weekend. Happy spring.